Kedavach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. It has been a while since we have gathered on a Motzei Shabbos to share some Divrei Torah, and it is wonderful to be back together. I'd like to focus on the end of the Sedra that we read this morning in Shul, and that's the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. And what is interesting to note over here is that is several oddities. Number one is the Mitzvah is Timcha Zecher Amalek. And the question is, what does Hashem need our help for? Hashem needs us to do Mechias Amalek. Hashem is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-capable. Hashem could take care of it himself. Why is there a mitzvah Mechias Amalek? Indeed, when Hashem says similar language in the beginning of Bereishis, Vayomer Hashem Emcheas HaAdam, Hashem decides that the humanity is worth of having a Mechia. It doesn't say Macho Timche Es HaAdam. Hashem doesn't command Noach to do that. Why? Hashem was capable of doing Mechias HaAdam on his own. Why is Mechias HaMalek any different? In addition, a problem of this mitzvah, of Timcha Zecher HaMalek, this mitzvah flies in the face of another mitzvah of Hashem, which is Lo Sikom Lo Sitar. You don't take revenge. And yet, even though we have a mitzvah of not taking revenge, Hashem tells us, Bidavka to take revenge over here. Zachar says, Sheres Alech HaMalek, remember what Amalek did, and now go ahead and take a vengeful revenge. It flies in the face of another mitzvah. How do we understand that? In addition, Pasuk says, Zachar Lo Tishkach. And this, of course, is a well-known question. Why did, if the Pasuk is saying Zachar to remember, why does it say Lo Tishkach, don't forget? All of these together present a challenge for understanding this mitzvah of Timcha as Zecher Amalek. So to understand this, I would like to draw our attention, and these are questions as well, have been raised by others, to Rav Zalman Sirotkin in his Naim LaTorah. And he points out, based on the Zohar, that this mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek is not simply about remembering what Amalek did in the fact that they went to battle with Klal Yisrael, but this actually represents a spiritual battle. Because what did Amalek do? Zachar, remember, what did they do? Zachar says, Baderech b'teischem in Mitzrayim. What did they do on the way? What was Klal Yisrael doing on the way to what? They were on the way to Har Sinai, on the way to Kabbalah Satorah, on the way to unite with Dvar Hashem. And Amalek, in essence, was putting a stumbling block, was trying to deter Klal Yisrael from this ultimate goal. This is not simply that they went to battle with Klal Yisrael, but they were attempting to stop and undo the journey, the spiritual journey that Klal Yisrael was set upon here. And this is reflective even in the pshat of the pasuk itself. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, Zachar, remember what they did, Lo Tishkach, don't forget. Says Rabbi Sirotkin, this is a raya that we're talking about a spiritual battle over here, about the impulse of every human being to do ill, of our impulses to fall prey to our most base elements of who we are, the Yetzirah in its deepest sense. So remember that we have to have this battle. Now, why is this a raya? Says Rabbi Sirotkin, because if this were talking about simply in Yonei HaGuf V'Harechush, nobody needs to be remembered about that. You punched me in the nose, I'll remember that. You set fire to my house, I'll remember that. You broke my windows, you stole my money, I'll remember that. But you know what people often forget, says Rabbi Sirotkin? People forget their own failings, their own failures, their own limitations, and their own sense of being a victim or of losing the battle to the Yetzirah. Yesterday, I insulted you, but I moved on from that. Yesterday, I spoke Lashon Hara, but don't worry, I've moved on from that. We forget our own failures and our own flaws and our own faults. And so therefore, the Torah says, Zachar es asher osolcha Amalek baderach. Remember the stumbling block that Amalek put in front of you, the stumbling block of the Yetzirah, our ability to fall prey to our Yetzirah every single day. And that is something that we most easily, happily, and joyously are happy to forget. Because we are happy to forget our failings. And therefore, it requires this chizuk of Zachar and Lo Tishkach. And therefore, if we think into our original questions, this is why Hashem says, Timcha Zecher Amalek. This is your job. This is not like when Hashem destroyed the world. you know, Mechias Adam, Emcha Es Adam. No, this is your job. This is your responsibility. This is your challenge. This is your spiritual journey. Ah, but Hashem also says Emcha Zecher Amalek. Hashem says I will destroy Amalek earlier on in the Torah. So is it he doing it or are we doing it? And the answer is, Rabbi Sirotzkin argues, Timche, you start the journey and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you out. But in the spiritual journey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do all the heavy lifting. You have to do your part. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein adds a very beautiful layer to this. And Rav Moshe says to a Zohar, to remember what Amalek did, Badarach, Asher Tzeis, on the way, Asher Karcha Badarach, what exactly did Amalek do? What do you have to remember that Amalek did? You have to remember the cruelty of Amalek. I mean, what did they do? The Medrash says that Amalek reveled that they cut off the arlas of Klal Yisrael, the mila of Klal Yisrael, and they threw it up to heaven. And Amalek said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Baseh Bacharta, Tul Lecha Masheh Bacharta. This is what you want? Take it, Hashem. Derisive and disdainful, both to Hashem and to Klal Yisrael. I mean, this is like, think the Nazis taking the Sefer Torah and burning it in front of the Kehila in the shul in the most horrific way. It is so emotionally cruel. This is not just to kill somebody, which is awful, terrible, unequivocally evil and tragic and traumatic for the survivors. But this is emotionally destroying a person, or attempting to do so. Mechaschin, they cut off the Mila and threw it to the heavens. Tul, take it. It's a bizayon to the Ribbono Shel Olam and a bizayon to Klal Yisrael. This is just cruelty. It's achzarios. And what does the pasuk say? Here's the mid of achzarios. Asher karcha baderech vayizani b'chol kol hanech sholim acharecha. Who did they go after? They went after the weak. They went after the tired. They went after the hungry. This is who they went after. This is just achzarios. It's cruelty. And this is what you have to remember. Really? Why? Why do you have to remember that? Remember the worst possible? How about just remember Zecher to destroy Amalek? You have to remember Asher Karcha, Baderech. Why? What's the benefit of reliving the emotional cruelty of Amalek? So says Rav Moshe, you know who is capable, when you think about it, who would do such a thing? You know who is capable of doing such a thing? Of acting in such a cruel way? The answer to that question is each and every one of you, and me and all of us together. We think we're beyond it. We think we're incapable of such insensitivity. We think we're incapable of such cruelty. Well, Baruch Hashem, we think that way. However, we have to understand that every human being is susceptible to lowering themselves to this type of behavior. And if we do not understand that we are capable of it, as outlandish as it might seem to us, we put ourselves in jeopardy of actually behaving that way. This is the way of the world. Very often, the person who is an abuser, themselves were abused. Look at the history of humanity, at the history of nations. Nations that whose people were oppressed, they free themselves from their oppressor, and then they become the oppressors. This is the way of the world, unfortunately. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Zachar, remember what Amalek did to you, Baderech, how cruel they were. Remember that? Because you're capable of that, God forbid. And if you remember and you're vigilant about it, then you can continue your journey to unite with the Torah. That you can continue with your journey to Matan Torah. Amalek wanted to put a stumbling block on the way. And Amalek puts a stumbling block on the way every single day. But if we are conscious and aware of what we are capable of, the low base state that we are capable of achieving, then we are giving ourselves the bracha of the opportunity, being vigilant about it, and thus being able to be the refined spiritual beings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be, and indeed we want of ourselves. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the wisdom and the courage to look ourselves squarely in the mirror and help ourselves to be the best version of who we are. Zachar, remember, it's Asher Asalach Amalek Baderech. Remember what Amalek did to us on the way to Matan Torah. If we remember, then Be'ezras Hashem, we can achieve greatness. Agudvach, Shavua Tov to all.